You might be surprised to learn that the Puget Sound is not a no-discharge zone. In other words, boats, recreational and commercial, can release their sewage into the Sound. But the State Department of Ecology wants to change that. Joining us with more is Mark Henley with the State Department of Ecology. Mark, thanks for taking the time.
Sure, my pleasure.
So a lot of other states have designated no-discharge zones, but we have not yet here. Is raw sewage being discharged from these vessels into the Sound?
Yes, it can be illegally discharged. Under existing federal regulations, treated sewage may be discharged anywhere in Puget Sound, and untreated sewage can be discharged as long as the boat is more than 3 miles from shore. At issue is some of the treatment systems that are on vessels, particularly recreational vessels, don't do a great job of removing some of the pollutants of concern.
Yeah. So what happens when these semi-treated sewage, perhaps not adequately treated sewage, gets into the water? What problems does that cause?
Well, that can cause issues of areas of low dissolved oxygen, which is what aquatic life forms depend upon for their life processes. And it can also contain lots of bacteria, and the bacteria can be detrimental to shellfish beds, shellfish commercial interests, and then, of course, humans that would consume that shellfish if it was tainted with harmful bacteria or pathogens.
Mark, there are a lot of things that are hammering the Puget Sound ecosystem. Is it possible to parse out to what degree this is coming from untreated or poorly treated sewage from pleasure boats or commercial boats into the Sound?
Yeah, that's a difficult question to answer in terms of quantification. But we do know that vessel sewage is one of the contributors of the pollutants to Puget Sound, including stormwater and combined sewer overflows and treated discharges from land-based systems. And we're, at Ecology, trying to address all those issues. You know, Puget Sound is a sensitive water body with poor circulation and flushing, and we're trying to address all those pollutant sources. And we know that vessel sewage, in particular, can have a harmful effect on shellfish areas.
Yeah. Mark, finally, how are you going to enforce this if you do get a no-discharge zone in Puget Sound? How are you going to make sure that boats are not violating it?
We're currently evaluating what our enforcement approach would be. We could look at working with the U.S. Coast Guard or perhaps the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. But our main idea would not to be emphasizing enforcement, but rather education and outreach.
Sure.
And implementation. And so that's really the key and where we want to put our emphasis on.
Yeah.
Is education and outreach and awareness.
We're just about out of time, but when are you expecting a ruling from the Environmental Protection Agency on your request for declaring Puget Sound a no-discharge zone?
Well, Ecology expects to issue a draft petition to EPA by the end of the year.
Oh,
we
so
are going to include a public comment period for stakeholders.
Okay. All right. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for talking to us today about it. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Henley with the Washington State Department of Ecology. This is The Record.